Well, God bless you on today. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess Sr., and I am the Co-Pastor at the First Pentecostal Family Worship Center, 4720 Beckley Road in Battle Creek, Michigan, along with Dr. E.R. Hess Jr. We serve together, and we thank God for this great outreach ministry of our radio station, our three radio frequencies. Yes, we have three radio frequencies going out 24 hours a day on the FM dial. Those that are here in Battle Creek, Albion, Michigan, or Jackson, Michigan, you're going to get the signal direct in Battle Creek. It's on 99.5. In Albion and Marshall, it's 99.9. And then in Jackson, Michigan, it's 103.7. And I thank God for all of those frequencies. They help us to get the word out. Various locations in those areas where we're reaching several correctional facilities 24 hours a day. And also we thank God for his blessings and how he has blessed us to be able to minister through our website. And we thank God for each one of you that know how to get onto our website at www.firstpen.org. Today I'm going to get busy. I just want to talk to you, just tell you what I know. What I know is the joy of the Lord is our strength. Because the Bible tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord provides and survives what happiness cannot. Happiness can only survive so much, but the joy of the Lord can take you through anything. So I just want to set the house in order just a little bit. Today we're living in a world that knows how to chase happiness, but has forgotten how to walk in joy. Happiness is something that you chase, but the joy of the Lord is something that you walk in. Happiness is a thermometer changing with the temperatures of life. In other words, happiness is something that vacillates, it regulates, it goes up and down, in and out. That happiness is a thermometer that's changing with the temperature of life. But the joy of the Lord, the joy is a thermostat. Happiness is a thermometer. Joy is a thermostat. The joy of the Lord, it sets the temperature. It is not regulated by the temperature, it sets the temperature. No matter what life brings you, you yet have the joy of the Lord because you're standing on the word of God. You're standing on this promise. And I came to tell somebody today, God didn't save you to be happy. He saved you to be joyful. Oh yes, you can find some happiness, but you cannot start out with happiness. You have to start out with the joyfulness of the Lord. The joy of the Lord brings on the happiness that comes from the joy of the Lord. Happiness is circumstantial by itself, but joy is part of the covenant. Happiness is when the sun is shining. Joy is when the S-O-N is shining, even when the S-U-N is not. Happiness is when the bills are paid. Joy, or the joy of the Lord, is when the bills are due, but Jehovah Jireh is still on the throne. We need the joy of the Lord when things are not coming together like we want them to. You've got to have a foundation built from the word of God regarding the joy of the Lord. Happiness is when people like you, but joy is when people leave you, but God stays with you. Happiness is when life is comfortable, but the joy of the Lord is when life is painful, but God is yet faithful. Happiness depends on what happens to you, but the joy of the Lord depends on who lives in you. Say that again. Happiness depends on what happens to you, but the joy of the Lord depends on who lives in you. So happiness is emotional and happiness is good, but joy is spiritual. The Bible never told us to feel happy. You heard the song years ago, "Don't worry, be happy." Well, that's not the Bible. The Bible never told us to don't worry and be happy. It did tell us to rejoice in the Lord. And you have to do it always, because happiness is a feeling, but joy, the joy of the Lord, is a fruit. Happiness is a moment, but the joy of the Lord is a movement. Happiness is a reaction, my friend, but joy is a revelation. Happiness is a smile on your face, but the joy of the Lord is a smile on your soul. Nehemiah said the joy of the Lord is our strength, not the joy of our paycheck. Thank God for the paycheck. Thank God for the happiness that comes along with the paycheck, but not the joy of the paycheck, not the joy of our friends. Thank God for friends. Thank God for acquaintances, but not the joy of our friends, but the joy of our Lord. Not the joy of our comfort, but the joy of the Lord. That's what you want to always focus on, is the joy of the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is consistent. Happiness can be interrupted, but joy cannot be destroyed. Life can interrupt your happiness, but life cannot destroy your joy. Sickness can interrupt your happiness, but healing joy still stands, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Loss can interrupt your happiness, but resurrection joy yet rises. Trouble can interrupt your happiness, but the Holy Ghost joy still is present. Paul said, sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. That means that joy can shout through tears. Oh yes, you ever seen people shouting through tears? That's a powerful witness right there. People are shouting through their tears. Joy can stand through trials. Joy can worship even in the midst of warfare, because joy is rooted in Jesus, and Jesus does not change. Joy is not rooted in your season. Joy is rooted in your Savior. Joy is not rooted in your condition. The joy of the Lord is rooted in your Christ. Because joy is not rooted in your moment, it's rooted in your Messiah. Joy is not rooted in your situation. Joy is rooted in your salvation. Jesus, because of the joy, because Jesus does not change, joy does not change, joy does not fade, joy does not die, joy does not quit, joy of the Lord does not surrender. And so this is what God wants us to know. Joy when the doctor shakes his head. Joy when the banker says no. Joy when the night is long. Joy when the tears are falling like a river. Joy when the burden is heavy. Joy when the valley is deep. Joy when the enemy is loud. Joy, yes, you can have the joy of the Lord when the battle is fierce. Because the joy of the Lord, when you can have that joy of the Lord that comes from the Lord when the way is unclear. When the heart is hurting, when the friends are few, when the road is rough, when the fire is hot, when the devil is busy, when the world is crazy. Joy when the flesh is weak. Joy, the joy of the Lord, when the future is uncertain, when the past is painful, when the present is confusing, when the mountain won't move. Joy of the Lord when the prayer is not answered the way we wanted it to answer. You can have joy that comes from the Lord, which is called the joy of the Lord, when your prayer is not answered in the way that you want it to be answered. You can yet have joy. Joy is separate from happiness, but joy can be found coming through happiness. But if happiness is not taking you through, you've got to go on without happiness and just have the joy of the Lord. Joy when the miracle has not come yet. Joy when the breakthrough is yet delayed. Joy when the blessing is hidden. Joy when the promise seems distant, when the load seems impossible. Joy when the night seems endless. Joy when the enemy seems stronger at times. But you've got that joy to stand on the promises of God. The presence of the Lord, the power of the Lord is in this word. Joy when the valley seems darker. Joy when the fire seems hotter. Joy when the burden seems heavier. Joy when the pain seems deeper. Joy, the joy of the Lord, when the trial seems longer than you thought it was going to take. And joy when the test seems harder. Because joy, 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 joy comes from Jesus. And Jesus does not change. The takeaway is that joy is human, emotional, and even circumstantial. The joy of the Lord is divine, it's spiritual, and it's also unshakable. But I tell you, there is a difference between the joy of the world and the joy of the Lord. Natural joy comes from man, but the joy of the Lord comes from our God. It's the origin that makes the difference. Where is your joy coming from? We cannot just put our joy in man, because man is subject to let us down. But the joy of the Lord comes from God, who is trying to lift us up. The joy of man begins in the soul, but the joy of the Lord begins in the spirit. The nature of the difference between the joy of man and the joy of the Lord The joy of man is emotional. The joy of the Lord is supernatural. There's a big difference. Well, the joy of man is, we have to understand the stability that comes between the joy of the man and the joy of the Lord. The stability of man, it fluctuates, but the joy of the Lord remains constant and consistent. You have to understand the circumstances. Joy reacts to circumstances, but the joy of the Lord overrides circumstances. There is a depth. The joy of man is shallow, but the joy of the Lord is deep. I hope you're getting something out of this today. The strength of human joy, it can comfort us, it can console us, but the joy of the Lord is what strengthens us. And I thank God for this word on today, because our joy must be anchored in the Lord. Yes, our focus must not be on the moment. Our focus must be on the Lord as He focuses us on eternity. Eternity is always greater. I tell you, there's nothing like the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord helps us to sing when there is no song. I say the joy of the Lord helps us to sing when there is no song. You have to know that the joy of the Lord, it advances in battle. The joy of the Lord finishes strong. The joy of the Lord gives a testimony at the end of the battle. The joy of the Lord overflows. The joy of the Lord changes lives. And the joy of the Lord is heavenly, because the joy of the Lord actually begins at death. Yes, when we say no to the flesh and say yes to the joy of the Lord, He gives us authority so that we can speak with authority, because the joy of the Lord seeks conformity to Christ. Yes, I'm going to shut it down. The joy of the Lord actually reveals our God. I don't want joy. I want His joy. I don't want a joy. I want His joy. I want the joy that comes from the Lord, because it is the joy of the Lord. Natural joy is fragile. Natural joy is fleeting. But the joy of the Lord is strong. The joy of the Lord is steady. The joy of the Lord is sustaining. And the joy of the Lord is saving and sanctifying. And I declare today, I don't want joy that comes from me. I want joy that comes from Him, the one who made me, the one that saved me. And I want the joy of the Lord. If you've been living on happiness, come and get you some joy. If you've been surviving on emotions, come on out to the house of the Lord and get you some strength. If you've been walking in fear, come into the house of the Lord and get some faith. If you've been drowning in sorrow, come on to the house of the Lord and get joy unspeakable and full of glory. God bless you on today. This is the word of hope for today. And we thank God for the joy of the Lord.
Jesus, You're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from You. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Oh, Jesus, You're the center of my joy. When I've lost my direction, You're the compass for my way. Yeah, the fire at night when nights are long and cold. In sadness, You are the laughter that shatters all my fears. When I'm all alone, Your hand is there to hold.
Jesus, oh. You're the center children, my family. And